views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, welcome everybody. Happy Monday. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I am super excited to be here today. It's been a little crazy the past few weeks, and it's sort of what gave rise to our conversation today. Because as usual, I do love bringing in testimony to share with you like what's going on in my life and how God gets me through things and just real life application. The ministry that I'm growing is called Everyday God Living. And it's literally exactly that. It's living every day with God. And what happens, you know, what does it look like? What goes on? And it's been interesting. So the past few months, I like to call it, I always say that God has been squeezing me. So squeezing me in the sense where like things weren't working out. Things, you know, I would shift gears career-wise and hit an obstacle. And I would shift gears home-wise and hit an obstacle. And in the personal development world, there's that conversation, there's that, you know, at first you don't succeed, try again and not to give up. And it's not that I believe that. I believe in never giving up. It's just that when you're growing your relationship with Jesus, there's messages there. There's a relationship. He's a living God. And so there are training and learning that is happening in your life that, you know, that's, and wisdom that's telling you something. So when things aren't going as planned, or when I'm trying something and it's not working out, or when I keep getting obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, I look at that and I sit in meditation. And the message that I was getting, that it was really time for me to move on. It was time for me to sell my home and move to a new area, to move to for new. A lot of people will call it new beginnings. However, when you, in Christianity, the whole concept of being born again is you, your old self dying and you becoming new. And so this new for me was, it was more than that. It was a new life. It was a new way of living. It was a new way of doing things, a new way of speaking, a new way of thinking. And so there was so much more than just new beginnings. And so I heard the message. I finally got the message because I was not getting it, you know? And one of the things that I was doing, and maybe some of you can relate to this, is that when things weren't working out, I was getting the message about selling and moving. And then I started justifying. Then I started justifying all the reasons why I shouldn't do it. You know, I started saying, well, it'll make the kids uncomfortable. It'll make me uncomfortable. There's a lot of work. It's overwhelming. I could never do this. And it's all of it fear-based, but it's like one excuse after another. And of course, you know, going back to the word and knowing that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, I knew that his presence and his strength. And that would be what would get me through to make this decision and move forward. And so it's such been an amazing ride and an amazing journey, because I was thinking about this and wanted to share it with you. And that's what gave rise to this. It's what gave rise to today's chat, is about living in that desert season of our life. And that I was taking a course, and it was about the Old Testament biblical interpretation. And the whole focus was on when God took the Israelites out of Egypt and started bringing them to what was called the Promised Land. And they spent 40 years in the wilderness. And it talks about, the story is about what happened in those 40 years, about how God provided, about the lessons learned, about the training. I like to call it training, because God is more interested in our character and than our comfort. And so it when I was taking this course, and the story was just so good, and the interpretation of it was so good, I was like, you know, this is still today. This is every day. This is, you know, we all face deserts in our life, those seasons where the journey is tough, right? It's uncomfortable. It's living moment to moment. And so I wanted to bring that here to you today. And also, I realized it when I was getting ready to move, because it's really been over this past couple of years that I've been in my desert. And, you know, when we think of a desert, right, we think of dry and barren, or in the wilderness, it's scary and dark, and we don't know which way to go. And it really, for me, has been more where it just becomes this phenomenal training ground for me to grow in my faith, for me to grow in strength in God, for me to have my character changed, for me to, it's like I'm the clay, right? And I'm being molded. So it's just, I don't know, it resonated so much with me that I couldn't wait. I was so excited to bring this to you, because in my years of coaching, you know, people come to me and it's usually their desert season. And it was interesting. I just was hired to take a company to, they want to institute, they want to become a Christian business. They want to put in Christian values into their business. They want to, they realize that their business has been a gift from God, and they want to now live out that gift in a way that honors Him. And what drove them to bring me on, and it's the same as what's happened in the past with other people I have coached in their desert season, as well as in mine, they got squeezed so tight that it made them scream out for God. It made them cry out. And that is usually what happens in our desert seasons. It becomes so overwhelming. It becomes so big. Our circumstances become bigger than us. And so just like when, if we go back to the Old Testament, the Israelites, when they were enslaved in Egypt, they cried out. And at the time, they weren't even crying out to God. They were just crying out because of their pain and the circumstances they were in. And He heard their cries and then took them out. And so same thing with us. And here we are, fast forward to 2019, He still hears our cries, and He will lead us, right? So I want to talk today, I want to talk about the benefits of being in the desert. I want to talk about the benefits of being in the wilderness, and the things that I've learned and I've experienced, and also have watched other people go through in their desert season. And it's so worth it. it's so worth it. And I know it's hard, and I know, and we'll talk about that today. I know it's can be daunting and scary, and I can, you know, I can spend a whole show on how we're not given a spirit of fear. I can spend a whole show on anxiety and the way that, and that we're really not built that way. So I can just know that there's so much there. But what I want to focus on today is I want to focus on the benefits of being in the wilderness. I want to focus on the benefits of being in the deserts of our life and the seasons, those desert seasons in our life. And I want you to know that that there's just the truth there. The truth is that we're not made, we weren't made with a spirit of fear. So experiencing if you're experiencing the fear in your season, then I want you to focus on the trust in the Lord. My prayer is that today, after hearing these benefits, after sharing these benefits with you, that will move you into the trust, into trusting the Lord, and you can let that fear subside. And that was one of the things that I was talking about with the business that I just partnered with, is that, you know, what's a side benefit of putting in the Christian values, living the Christian values in your business, is that anxiety goes away, stress goes away. We weren't created for that. That's fear-based, right? That's not us. That's a dark spirit that is bringing that as a way of keeping you frozen. And that's something that comes up in these desert times, right? And that's a way for us to cry out to God and for us to cry out for help, because it becomes bigger than we are. And that's the situation now that business is in, is that their circumstances are bigger than they are. The circumstances of the business closing is in reality, in the regular world, right? In our regular existence, is a reality to them. But it's so not going to be the case when we start making God the center of the business. So we're going to take our first break. And when we get back, I want to dive into these benefits, because I have so much to share, and it's really changed my life. And this has been a journey, a process. I look forward to the next, even the next desert situation that God potentially has for me, because I've done so much growing and there's been so much peace and so much joy that has come into my spirit. And I just want that so much for you guys. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. All right, let's dive into these benefits. So when, let's call it the promised land, because that's what was happening. The Israelites were being pulled out of Egypt and were going into the land that had been promised to them by God. And what happens is that, you know, the way to our promised land is not always easy. In fact, most times it isn't easy, right? But it's so worth it. And when they were pulled out of Egypt and started going, God didn't lead them on the road that made most sense. So in the shorter road was actually taken, was to go through this enemy territory. And one of the conversations that had taken place was that if they had gone through this enemy territory, they may change their mind and go back to Egypt. And what does that remind you of in our own life is that when we start out on these treks, right, when something happens in our life, it's not easy and it is uncomfortable. And what do we tend to do? We tend to go back to what's comfortable. We tend to go back to what we know. And so it's pushing ourselves through that uncomfortable zone. And I just had this conversation the other night with my girlfriend, is that I've become very comfortable with being uncomfortable, because it's always worked out. It's the other side has always been wonderful, and that growth has been wonderful, and the change in my character. And so I want to highlight that it's, don't become comfortable with being comfortable. When you're starting to feel uncomfortable, that's then when you lean into God and you start to trust God. And this too, that uncomfortableness is what builds our faith. It gives him the opportunity to make things happen. It gives him the opportunity for him to show his glory through us. It's similar to what's been happening the past couple of weeks. You know, when I was talking to myself through the move to putting the house on the market, there was so much to do. Like, so, right, there's decluttering, there's packing stuff, there's, you know, painting the chips in the wall that have been there for 5 years. It's taking down the pictures. And so when I started thinking about all that, I was getting overwhelmed. I was getting, my circumstances started becoming bigger than me. And then that's when I started to become uncomfortable. And I knew I was going to go forward and continue with putting the house on the market. So I pushed through. And of course, I did it with all the strength and energy from God. And there was no question about that. There's that conversation. There's that self-talk that you have to do, though. There's that power of the tongue. We talk about that. We see that in Proverbs. It's the power of the tongue. So it's what your self-talk is. It's what's coming out of your mouth. It's what's in your heart, right? Because what's in your heart is then is what's going to come out of your mouth. So in my heart, I wanted something new. I wanted to go into what's next for me. And if I stay here, I'm not going to get what's next for me. And so that's something that to keep in mind. That's, you know, when you start to get uncomfortable, when you know it's time for a change, when you know that you want something more or you want something different, it's worth fighting for, right? It's worth going the distance. You have to stretch your faith. Let God lead you through the impossible, right? With God, all things are possible. With man, they're impossible. Looking at these, I was just reflecting last night on these past 2 weeks, that the amount, what has been accomplished in 2 weeks, there's no way that I could have done that on my own. And so so you look back at that and you know then, okay, he took me through that. Now what's next? He'll take me through the next phase. He'll take me through the next step. And that's where your trust begins to build. So the benefit is that it's so worth it. It's not going to be easy, but it's so worth it. Another benefit is, and this was a wonderful lesson. I love this. It just reminds me of, there's a meme out there that says, dear, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger. And it says, okay, I'm strong enough now. And so, when I was doing my research in this biblical interpretation class, one of the things that was highlighted is that there are times in our life that God gives us just enough. And it was so powerful for me. And it was such a big aha moment that is exactly what's been happening for me. He has been giving me just enough. It's just enough to, I have to share this really amazing, testimony about my moving boxes, but he gives just enough. And what that does is, again, it builds up our faith. It builds up our trust. And I was thinking about this from the flip side for a moment. If you look back and reflect on the moments that you've had a lot, we tend to, again, get comfortable. We tend to, when we have a lot, we tend to have that desire within us, that fire settle down a little bit. And when there's just enough, it's like, okay, you're still, right? You still have your warrior boots on. You're still in this battle. You're still going on. And so it's such a beautiful benefit. This whole concept of God giving us just enough is because it's from glory to glory to glory. It's from, okay, today to the next day. In the interpretation, what we were talking about is that God made manna fall from the sky for the Israelites to eat when they were in the wilderness, and they were only allowed to take enough for the day. And for some people, what they did was they took more and they hid it because they were worried, right? That's a big thing in our society today, is that scarcity mentality. We don't have enough. We just don't have enough. We don't have enough. And so we want more. We want more and we'll put it away. We want more and we'll put it away. We'll hold on to it. We don't share. And so what would happen is, by morning, that manna that they had put away would have worms on it. It was inedible. And what he was trying to share with them is that I will give you just enough. This is a time, this is a season when just enough is enough. And it's such a wonderful benefit. I want to share quickly with you the box story. It doesn't have to go with the just enough concept, but in my journey, my personal prayer and my personal desire is to keep growing and growing and growing and deepening my relationship with Christ. And so as part of my journey, my new thing, and I would consult with God sometimes. Now I consult with God on every decision. And the biggest thing that one of the character traits that's built up in me is patience, because sometimes he answers very quickly and sometimes he doesn't answer very quickly. So I needed moving boxes, and it was getting to be like a little bit of a pressure situation, because the realtor was like, start getting your stuff in the boxes and we'll put them in the garage. And I didn't have the boxes yet. And so now with me consulting God on everything, I had said, I had a conversation with them and I prayed about, should I buy the boxes or shouldn't I buy the boxes? Where should I buy the boxes? You know, where's the best place to get the boxes? So I was having this conversation with God. And again, too, right? This is everyday God living. And so that day, somebody was coming by to pick up some items that I was selling because I am downsizing. And we were getting to this conversation. She said to me, aren't you going to miss this? And I said, no, I said, it's not a matter of missing it. I said, I'm downsizing. And so this is, you know, this is great that it's going to a new home. And she said, oh my goodness, I have so many moving boxes for you. I'm going to come by and drop them all off. And sure enough, there were my boxes that I needed. So I share that with you for so many reasons. Is one is that he's there, he's present, he's listening. But I was saying to my sister this weekend is that, and I said this to somebody else, is that they're going through a really tough time right now. My one friend is very ill, and my sister is going through a really tough time in her business. And my conversation with them is that he cared about my boxes. He cared about my need for boxes. He cares about your needs. And so I think it's just a wonderful testimony when people can share that this doesn't have to always be those miracles aren't always about people being cured. We have little miracles every day in our life, every day, daily, one after another. And it's so wonderful when we can share that with each other. So then we know he's here, he's present. And therefore, in our times of in the desert seasons, if he cares about my boxes, he's going to take me through this move. So I hope you can all see that. It's just such a wonderful, it just fills me with so much gratitude and love and peace and joy and just a grounding, right? Just a sense of certainty and wonderfulness that he's going to provide. We're going to take another break, and when we get back, we're going to keep talking about these benefits, because I'm excited to share them with you. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at louparadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Despite all efforts, is your pursuit of emotional freedom not going so well? Are you still stressed and anxious? It must be getting harder and harder to work on these issues. Meet Dr. Friedman. His breakthrough seminar may be the solution you have been looking for. It provides you with the insights and tools to reopen lines of inner communication, address deeper subconscious roots of your challenges, and discover how self-compassion can truly quiet your fear.
What medicine and research taught me is that we have all unlimited potential to heal, grow, and thrive.
So learn more at drfriedman.com. That's drfriedman.com. And tune in to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. for even more ways to live your life with courage, integrity, and trust in your own counsel.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. This is one of my favorite benefits. God uses suffering to strengthen and purify our faith in His promises. And there are thousands of promises that are in the Bible. And getting to know those promises and having them on your heart and knowing them is also relying on them. And so when we're in those moments of our trials, that's our faith. You know, people like to say our faith being tested. And I don't like to use the word tested. I like to say that our faith is strengthening. Our faith is growing. Our faith is, there's layers. There's layers of faith. And so you're piling on those layers. It's becoming more and more concrete in you. And so He uses that suffering to purify our hearts, right? Our resolves for Him, leaning on Him, trusting Him, knowing that that those promises are real, that they're truth, they're there for us. And so our trials are a time when we tend to, as I mentioned earlier in the show, we cry out. And it's like that whole idea of when we're comfortable, that fire kind of dims us a little bit, right? That fire inside of us dims a little bit. And when we start to get uncomfortable, we stand at attention. We're like, okay, what's, you know, something's going on here. This is a big deal. And so that's when we can dig into our faith and build it and grow in it. So just a wonderful benefit. Another one too that I love, I actually have this come up on my phone as a calendar reminder daily that God will make a way where there doesn't seem to be a way. And there's so many stories in the Bible. I mean the one that we're talking about now is when He parted the Red Sea and the Israelites could walk right through it. And so He will make a way where there doesn't seem to be a way. And it's so many times that He's done that in my life where it just seems so big for me. I had no idea what to do. I had no idea how it was going to work out. And it just did. Things started falling into place. And I just, you know, I hear a lot about coincidences and lucky, and it's just so not that. Everything is planned and God is in control, and we just don't know the bigger picture. We don't know the bigger plan. And so again, it's trusting Him to take us through what we're going through. But it's so wonderful to look back and see the ways that he's made for me. And I don't like to stay there. However, what it does is I get excited to see about what's coming. In fact, I was just on break. I was thinking about something that my sister is going through now with business, and today was an important deadline. And I said a prayer, and in the prayer though, I said, I'm excited to see what God has for them, for how God is going to resolve this situation. It's more of an excitement now. And that's what's come out of my desert seasons, is that it's an excitement to see where this is going. It's an excitement to see where this is leading. And if you stay stuck in contentment, in contentment of, right, in scripture we say, blessed is the man who can be content in those trials and tribulations. If you're content because things are going smoothly, if you're always looking for things to go smoothly, then that character isn't being molded, that the clay that you are is not being shaped. So it's exciting to see where God makes a way where there just doesn't seem to be a way. It's like, right, it's with God all things are possible. Another benefit that I've learned is that God will lead us day and night. He is always there. And when I want to say a couple of things about this, because we're not, and again, I could do a whole show on what I'm about to say, so I'll just touch briefly on it, but we're not supposed to be guided by our feelings. And so a lot of times I hear from clients that they're like, I just don't feel God's presence. And he's always there. And that's truth. That's in scripture. And he is always here with us. When I believe and talking with through clients and my own testimony is that when I say that I don't feel him, that's me in a panicked state. That's me worrying. That's me feeling anxious. That's me walking away from his promises. That's me walking away from him. That's me walking away from the truth. And so again, I want us to bring it back to that self-talk, where if you're reciting the scripture over and over, if you're saying those promises to yourself about what he's doing in your life, then that's the power of the tongue. That's what's going to get you going, and that's what's going to get your belief, and that's what's going to help with your faith. And so we're not there. He gives us wisdom. We're not there to just figure things out by ourselves. And so what you can do is ask him. It's sort of what I've learned through this whole process is when I'm looking for God's wisdom on making decisions, as I mentioned before, sometimes it happens quickly, sometimes it doesn't happen quickly. It's his timing. And so I've had to say to people, like, look, I need a week to make this decision. I'm praying on it. I can't get back to you right now. I need some time. We've become so we have this instantaneous world, right? And especially with our phones, right? Instantaneous text messages, responses, it's all there all the time. And this is his timing. And so a wonderful way to build up that God is with you all the time and God is leading you day and night is that bring him into your conversations, bring him into your decisions, ask him, what should I do? Ask him, should I buy this? Should I go here? Should I do this? Where should I, where should I vacation? Who should work in my business? Who should I partner with? We make decisions, many decisions in a day. And so bringing him into that is growing that relationship. And then that understanding, that benefit that he's with you. He's there all the time. And another benefit that I love to see in the deserts is that he not only makes a way, But as we mentioned before, it's those, this, it's like miraculous ways. It's like miracle after miracle. And again, too, sometimes they're huge, sometimes they're little. And it's been, you know, for me, it's been miracle after miracle of with this move. You know, so many things are falling into place. So many things are coming to life and being answered. And it's just, you know, situations are resolving that I don't even have to get involved with, that I don't even have to give a second thought to about how it's going to work out. So it's just amazing. It's so, to me, those are the, you know, those are the miraculous ways. Those are the miracles that are happening. I mean, he did it for, right? God sent manna in the wilderness. They were thirsty, and God sent water from gushing out from a rock. And so those, their shoes never wore out. And that can, that still happens. You know, that's not just a story that happened thousands of years ago. That's today. Your miracles are happening every day. We just have to open our eyes to them. We have to open our eyes to what's happening. We become so focused on what's going wrong versus, or we're so focused on our circumstances. We're so focused on that desert season that we're missing these multitude of miracles that are happening all the time. So look for them. Keep, you know, keep an eye out for them. It's just such a blessing. And what's happened for me is, you know, I look forward to, I have to say, I have had conversations with God where I'm like, can we just, you know, can we move a little bit out of the desert in the desert season? But I have such a different perspective now. It's like, it's not even like it's a desert season anymore. It's like, it's exciting, and there's something new around the corner all the time. And it's fun and wonderful to see how his miracles are going to take place. And also too, there are moments where I feel so overwhelmed with gratitude that he loves me so much, just like he loves you so much, that he's making this all work out. I mean, he cared about my boxes. And so that's just such an amazing amount of love. And right, his love is limitless. And so you start to feel that, you start to experience that, and that changes you from the inside out. It completely changes you. We're going to take another break. And when we get back, I want to continue with the benefits. And I hope this is changing your life as much as it's changed mine. It's just so wonderful. And looking at the seasons of our life, you know, when we feel like we're in that desert, looking at it so differently and changing your perspective. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Luz, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, reminds you to have faith in yourself Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Luz, visit saraluz.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Another benefit that's one of my favorites is I say that the desert seasons of our life, it's a place of hidden surprises. It's full of surprises and it's full of potential. And what has been so amazing for me is that the potential that's been inside of me that God has been pulling out through different circumstances. And so when we stay comfortable, when we stay in, you know, just kind of going along and not really participating in life, and when we also look at these trials and tribulations as more of a punishment, which they are not, and that can be a whole nother show. But when we can look at them from a different perspective of all the hidden surprises and all the potential that exists, I mean, we're full of potential, and we can become so accustomed to living our life a certain way, to acting a certain way, to believing certain things. It's very like this is the way, no other way. This is how it is. It can't be any other way. This is how I do things. I don't want to do them differently. And we close off all these potential possibilities. Like it's been so wonderful. It's been so, and honestly, it's been wonderful to take my kids through this journey too, is that they see what's out there. They see what's available. They see that, you know, even in these, even when you're being squeezed or things you perceive that aren't working out, they really are working out. And so to look at life through that lens is such a gift, and it's been such a gift. And just to be excited about what's next, but also to have that trust and that certainty that whatever happens, happens. It's planned. He's in control. There's nothing to fear. It's going to be made good. You know, I'm going to grow out of situations. I'm going to become more of who I'm supposed to be. You know, it's that hidden potential. So just so much, right? We see new life in the desert. We see new talents that we have hidden in ourselves. We see new levels of faith within ourselves. We get new ideas. I mean, I've become so creative. And what was interesting is I remember a few years back, realizing that I had become so, I lost my creativity. I was a very creative person and I lost it. And I just, it kind of became dormant. And I remember praying about getting my creativity back. And through this, a few years in the desert now, I've become that creative person again. And I love it and I cherish it. And so there's, again, so many hidden potentials, so many things, so many wonderful things that come out of it. And that's what we should focus on. And that's what we should look for. And we have to remember that just by the landscape itself, by the landscape of the desert, by the landscape of the wilderness, these are places of extremes, right? These are places of extreme temperatures, extreme conditions, and it is rarely comfortable. There are, you know, I'll hear people in camping stories where it's sunny during the day and at night they're getting this snowstorm, this blizzard. And so the desert for us is a scenery. The wilderness for us is a scenery. It's about a scenery for our life, and to know that that uncomfortableness is coming, that it's a wonderful time for self-examination. And that's what being uncomfortable can do for us. It can be self-examination before God, so we can see our own extremes, right? We can see the extremes that we have in our life. We can see really what's on our heart, self-examination in front of God about what we do believe, what we do think, what's going on in our life, our character. There have been, you know, in these seasons, and we've talked about this on another show about putting that mirror up to your face and seeing about, how are you acting? Are you being hypocritical? Are you condemning one person for behavior, but yet you behave that way? I mean, those have been times in my life that in these deserts, I've looked at how I'm behaving, what I'm doing, not what others are doing, not what how others are acting or behaving or not doing. It's simply me. I'm putting that mirror back on me and about becoming better with that, changing my character and asking God for that help and having Him change my character. And I have to stress again that when I'm comfortable, I just tend not to do that. I just tend not to look at those things so deeply, so strongly as I do when I'm being squeezed, when I'm being in a time of things being a little bit more difficult than usual. And when I'm faced with, well, how is this going to work out? The circumstance is bigger than me. For our last benefit, before we close for the day, I just want to also talk about endurance. What I have learned so much through this is that it's the desert is the land of endurance in the face of hardship. And I know a few ladies now that are battling some really tough diseases, some tough illnesses. I know a gentleman, a friend of mine, who's battling a tough illness. And I know others who I have been doing a lot of volunteer work with the homeless. And it's really being put in the face of a hardship. And it's such an endurance. And I don't want to discount that character trait, because when you're going through something that seems so long and it seems like it's not getting better, or it seems like it's going to go on forever, take that self-reflection and sit in faith and sit in gratitude about the endurance that it's building inside of you, the faith endurance, the belief endurance, the strength endurance. I mean, and also the endurance not to give up, the endurance to keep going, the endurance to want to be kinder, the endurance to want to change your perspective. This is all about it reminds me of running. It reminds me of working out. I was having a conversation with somebody about he's a construction worker and he moves all day long. He said, he goes, I probably do 30,000 steps. And he goes, what do I have to do? Do I have to do more steps to get a change in my body? And I said, it's not always about more, but it could be about changing the way that you do steps. So maybe carrying something to make this, as you're walking up the steps, to put more weight on your back to carry that weight. But it's about building up your endurance. It's about not having the body get comfortable, right, with the 30,000 steps, to change it up, to make it uncomfortable. And that's how we build endurance. That's how we get being these deserts of our life, these seasons of our life where we're facing hardship. It builds up endurance, and it's such a gift. It's such a huge gift. I thank you so much for being with me here today. You guys have been wonderful in reaching out to me. You can reach out to me at jenniferzelop@yahoo.com. You could reach out to me on Facebook. You can private message me. You are so wonderful about sharing about what you've been going through, how things are changing, your relationship with God. I love hearing about it. So feel free anytime. And I will see you all back here next week. You've been listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit JenniferZelop.com.